Simon & Schuster Audio presents Here We Go Again, My Life in Television, written and read by Betty White.
And now here is Betty White, a woman who has been on television forever. That's always a safe bet whenever I'm introduced, and I've heard it often enough through the years. My husband, Alan Ludden, loved to say, "Meet my wife. She was one of the pioneers in silent television." He'd get his laugh, but it was practically true. Television was a fledgling, barely out of the nest when I began taking my first stumbling professional steps. Since we were both beginners, we started hanging out together, and we have more or less stuck with each other ever since. The fledgling, of course, grew into a far bigger bird than anyone possibly could have foreseen, and continues to burgeon. Somehow, it still manages to be kind to an old friend. Television and I have been having at each other for the past 46 years. Experimental television had been in the works as early as 1928, and by 1939, at the New York World's Fair, NBC presented the first television demonstration to the American public. After a few years of finding its footing, by 1947, programs were being telecast regularly from Chicago and from New York. It was soon obvious that the new kid on the block was here to stay. By 1948, certain names began to rise above the rest. The long-running Howdy Doody was among the earliest shows presented. Meet the Press, a first of its kind, debuted in 1947. William Boyd, a movie actor of only fair success, became one of TV's first superstars as Hopalong Cassidy on NBC. Milton Berle, with his Texaco Star Theater, soon became a household staple and was dubbed Mr. Television. Many established performers from other venues found the new medium made to order. Like radio, it offered a chance to go to the audience instead of the other way around. What's more, on television, one could be seen as well as heard, which made it well nigh irresistible. Even in the beginning, it was generally assumed that once television crawled to its feet and could walk without staggering, we pioneers would be out the back door and the big-time varsity players would move in. So it is understandable that I am perpetually surprised, as well as eternally grateful, to find myself not only still here, but working steady. They haven't caught on to me yet. I suppose it was inevitable that soon...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?